Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Daniel Davey, sports nutritionist, is with me here on the line today to talk about school lunches. What's the issue, Daniel?
I got a message during the week from a friend of mine, Margaret Walsh, and she said that one of her kids came home from school and that he wasn't getting enough time to eat his lunch. She started looking into it and she found that there's an allocation of 10 minutes. So then I by pure coincidence, my little girl has started school this week and her lunchbox is becoming home. Last week her lunchbox has been coming home with food in it. And when we asked, she started talking about the bell. And I was like, geez, there must be something here.
Mm.
So I put out the video around asking the question and the response was overwhelming. Parents, teachers, even principals saying that this, acknowledging that this is an issue. Lunchboxes are coming home because children don't have enough time to eat their lunch. And it's just simply not long enough between getting the lunch boxes open and washing hands and that whole process. Like 10 minutes is an incredibly short
time. Sure, it's nothing. I wouldn't eat lunch in 10 minutes.
No, and I think what's really coming back is that it's younger children in particular. Older children, it is still a problem, but younger children, they want to talk, they're easily distracted, and they're not eating their lunches.
So you're hearing that they're getting 10 minutes. You're hearing this from other parents, school principals also in agreement. Are they saying why?
There's a specific allocation. It's approximately 30 minutes, I believe, that the department are providing, which is to allow for enough physical activity, obviously to get some air, but also to eat lunch. So when you break it down, it's suggested that it's 10 minutes is the time that teachers, the schools can allocate. Now, I do understand that there's a lot of, and I think it's really important to point this out, there's a lot of teachers are trying to create a bit of flexibility to allow children more time to eat. And they're conscious of this. But from my perspective, they shouldn't have to. They shouldn't be put in that position. And there should be a greater allocation of time.
Yeah. And as a sports nutritionist, Daniel, how long should children have to eat their lunch?
Well, I think that's a really important question because I went and started looking at the research on this. And there's a very strong body of evidence that suggests that it should actually be a minimum of 20 minutes. That should be the allocation. Now, if we're talking about optimums, I think we need to be practical and realistic in this. I'm thinking that even if there was a small increase in time, I acknowledge that we mightn't get to that 20 minutes. But that's where the evidence points to, that there is a decrease in the quality of the foods that children eat. They're less likely to eat fruit and vegetables and make better choices if we're talking about shorter time periods. And the evidence points to the opposite. Children make better decisions with more time.
Mm. So what we're saying to the schools today is that really the kids need to be given, you know, at least the guts of about 20 minutes to sit down and eat their lunch. Because I presume most of them, they probably have two or three things in the lunchbox.
They do. And from what I understand, schools and teachers acknowledge this, but this seems to be a department problem. So this is about the congestion in the curriculum, all of the activities that need to be allocated, and that their hands are tied and that a review is needed at a department level so that this change can be made. Because I'm very conscious of not adding more to teachers to workload, but it's more about how things are moved around to allow more time for children to eat.
Yeah. So if we say that they're to get maybe the guts of about 20 minutes, you and other parents, particularly with kids starting school in the last week or so, you're probably noticing, Daniel, the lunchbox is coming home every day and it must be nearly full.
Yeah. And this is the thing. I didn't even know about this. And I haven't heard much talk about it. And then I put out the video. The response was overwhelming that it's a challenge. I want to be very clear, I suppose, that I'm not saying a specific time. We know what the research suggests, but I want to be practical. I mean, even if things are looked at, if there's an awareness built, other professionals add their voice and expertise to this and a proper review is done, even if there's a modification, greater flexibility, or even an extra 5 minutes is allocated, I think that could make a big difference in the long term. Because I do think if we look at modern society and how we've moved towards a very convenience focus, and how there isn't the same attention placed on the cooking and the skills that needed, I think we're talking about creating long-term eating issues and poor relationship with food if this isn't addressed.
Yeah. And I presume the department haven't confirmed that it's a 10-minute lunch policy.
Well, you see, I think from what I can understand, again, based on the feedback, remember, this has just come, I'm new to this.
Yeah, and
this
of course, come, yeah.
But from what I can understand, there's a discretion around how the time is used. But I mean, you have to be practical. Like, children don't want to be inside. Obviously, getting physical activity during the day is critical for health and fitness and decision making and reset and refreshness and all of that. So that only leaves, if we're talking about 20 minutes outside, that only leaves 10 minutes to eat. And that's not even a full 10 minutes if you think about the simple opening of lunchboxes, yeah, and time allocated, yeah, to sit down and eat the food. So something definitely needs to be done. And I think highlighting this in the first instance, okay, and looking at it is the place to start.
Daniel Davey, sports nutritionist. Thanks a million, Davey, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Owen Dolan is the principal of Mother of Divine Grace National School in Finglas in Dublin. Owen, how long is the school lunch break?
Well, under the old system, which we're replacing with the new curriculum at the moment, there's actually, like Daniel said, if you were to ask the children to eat, you actually have to take it out of their playing time. Which, if anybody knows, children won't go down well with children. If they're only getting 30 minutes outside or 10 minutes for a small break, if you're asking for some of that time back for eating time, first of all, you're not encouraging them to eat well. You're encouraging them to eat as quickly as possible and then run out the door. And they need that movement time, as Daniel explained. In the new curriculum, they have said that under the wellbeing subjects, that eating, it's discretionary for the school as regards the healthy eating model. But like traditionally, teachers will be told to make sure to not timetable eating time into their timetable. So unless it's in the specified playing time. Now, you can become creative.
I'm totally confused. So in the old system, it was 30 minutes, but now it's a discretionary 30 minutes, is it?
So in the old system, if you eating time was meant to occur during the 40 minutes of play time.
Right.
Which practically does not work. Like, you cannot take their playing time away from them, in my opinion anyway, because the children need that movement time on a given day. Most schools don't allow children to bring lunch out the yard because it results in problems with litter and seagulls and rodents if items are left on the ground. Mm. So schools were left with, you know, you would always be told not to have eating time structured into the other time.
Okay,
of the
so
day.
It's 30 minutes, yeah, discretionary, is it? And you can decide, yeah, to do what you like.
Yeah, but like, is a school going to take away yard time to allow eating time? Very few schools will do that because the children need that movement. So schools have to be creative. You know, maybe it's an oral language lesson that you're doing and the children are allowed to eat during the oral language lesson. But I don't think schools should have to be creative. Like, we shouldn't be rushing the children whilst they're eating in order so that we can tick a box. You know, eating time is not only is it very important nutritionally, but it's very important for the children socially to sit down with their peers, to eat, have the different conversations. You know, we're trying, as adults, we're told to eat a lot slower whilst we're encouraging the children to eat as quickly as
hurry
possible.
Hurry up to get outside, yeah. So what are you doing in Mother of Divine in Finglas then? How is the lunch break working right now in your school?
Well, we have hot lunches, which is an even longer time, if you can imagine, if you're having a child sit down to eat a chicken curry or if they're sitting eating, you know, a rice dish. It takes 15 minutes, you know, particularly at the younger ages. You know, by the time they get the knife and fork and spoon out and all them implements ready, you know, it takes time. So, like, we would build it in with, like, we might have an oral language lesson going on where the teacher would put a topic up on the board so that they're discussing something as they're eating, so they're fulfilling oral language priorities and they're fulfilling the eating time. But I don't think schools should have to be creative like that. You know, I think children should be allowed to eat lunch, you know, as any of us are allowed, we're given our lunchtime. And I don't think it should eat to their playing pardon the pun, should eat into their playing time out in the yard either, because that is absolutely vital in an age where children are less and less active. Like, it is 40 minutes a day where they're guaranteed to get out and get some movement.
That they need it. Stay with us, Owen, for a moment. Siobhan is on the line. Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie. Do you get lunchboxes brought back home in the afternoon full, Siobhan?
Depressingly half full, usually. And, you know, it's really awful when you make them something like, you go to the trouble, and like, I would make them wraps and things like that. And it's really making an effort to make them a lunch that they're going to enjoy, something that I know that they like. I want them to have something healthy. And they come home and they've only eaten half of it because they were told they had to get out the door and out to play. And, you know, even what the principal was saying there about having an aura lesson going on while they're having their food, that takes away from them concentrating on their food. If they're eating, they should be concentrating on eating their food, maybe having chats with their friends. It should be a time where they can relax a little bit. And, you know, I try to encourage my children not to eat their food fast. Try and, you know, chew properly, eat their food properly. So the whole problem with the school thing is they're trying to rush them, quick, 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 eat your sandwich, eat your wrap, quick, 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 and out you get to play. And it's very much about ticking boxes. And this is not a new issue. We've been talking about this on mums.ie for the last 15-16 years, and so many parents I know have gone to the school and complained every day, my kid's coming home, two-thirds of the lunch is still there. Apart from the fact that the child is not getting to eat their lunch, that is a huge waste of food. It's really, really wasteful, and they're not getting enough food to get them through the rest of the day. And how are they supposed to concentrate if they haven't eaten properly?
Yeah, and aside from that as well, I was always told that actually, you know, wolfing food into you, I would have thought, is kind of bad for you as well. Sarah Keogh, dietitian, founder of Eat Well, is joining us too, Siobhan. I presume it's not good for you to eat too quickly, Sarah.
It's not ideal, but I have to say, I know some of your other callers are saying that, like, the teachers are under huge pressure as well. And I think, you know, we have this huge curriculum with so much to fit in. The teachers need a break. The kids need to eat lunch. Like, I think there's so many factors involved in there. But yeah, I mean, the ongoing issue where kids aren't finishing meals, and whether that's the lunchbox that the mum has or dad has sent in, or it's a hot school meal that they're trying to get through. And, you know, we talk about food waste so much, but like, if kids don't have time to actually sit down and eat the meals, you know, it doesn't matter how good they are, how much work anybody puts into them, they're just not actually going to be eaten with it. But I don't know what the solution is, because I know this is definitely something I talk to, you know, when I talk to teachers and parents who are teachers that I talk to on it. I think there's such, you know, it's a rethink about how we might be able to manage everything that teachers are expected to do in schools. You know, and particularly younger kids, you know, they often need a bit of help with their meals, and they are talking a lot of the time. The social side of it is huge, and they are talking. But yeah, I mean, it's a lovely thing for them, you know, to be able to slow down a little bit, if that was possible, to be able to actually chew and eat and get some good habits in and actually get that nutrition that they're looking
so
for.
So is it really, we'll say for the standard lunchbox, Siobhan mentioned there a wrap or a sandwich. I don't know if there's a yogurt or a piece of fruit or something, whatever's in it as well. So say we've three things. What would you want? 15 minutes? Really, to digest that, Sarah?
It does depend on the child. You will get some kids who will get through it very quickly, and then you do have the slow eaters with it as well. Now, one thing I would say a lot to parents is don't give them a huge amount of lunch, particularly younger kids, because, you know, very often they're just getting too much food. We tend to think they're going to die of starvation while they're in school, you know. So they don't always need a huge amount with that. And that, you know, if they wouldn't eat all of that at home, just to be careful about how much you actually give them. But, you know, if they'd have room for a sandwich and a bit of a yogurt, like, especially your junior infant, your senior infant, I wouldn't be giving them a whole lot, you know.
Okay. Listener says, very simple solution to this issue. Give the children a longer lunch break and just add it on at the end of the school day. Simon Lewis, principal of Carlow Educate Together. Is that the solution, Simon?
Well, it's our solution for sure, Andrea. Good to talk to you again. I think ultimately the rules for national schools that were invented many, many years ago put this, I suppose, time for eating and playing, and it's 40 minutes a day. So ultimately, it's not enough. We know it's not enough. We need more time. So the question is, we've 25 hours a week in school currently. Do we reduce curriculum time and give more space for eating, or do we lengthen the school day and face the wrath of teachers and various people like that?
But an extra 15 minutes would probably make a difference, make a huge difference. Would it each day? You know, if we added on 15 minutes to the
Well, this is it. I mean, you'd obviously then have to pay teachers for the extra time they're going to be in school and all the rest of it. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, but it does seem to be a decision. I was looking into what do they do in other countries, because often you can learn a lot from that. Mm. And my school did a full European study on school provision. We were trying it because the hot lunches were coming in and we wanted to see if we could do it to learn something from other European countries. And what we learned very quickly is that, you know, schools around Europe have a lot of time set out for eating of lunches. They have canteens, so children leave their classrooms even and sit at tables and share food and use proper cutlery. Have a, you know, in most other countries in Europe at least, and we're a long, long way away from that. We still have food coming into classrooms. I mean, I think we probably have to make choices. We've been doing this for a long time, the same thing, and we're not solving it. We do need, I mean, I'd agree with all your listeners there. We absolutely need more time.
So it's 40 minutes, is it, Simon? Do what you like with that. You can describe it up to the school how you divvy up the 40 minutes at lunch.
And exactly. And if you talk to the Department of Education, they'll throw it back to individual schools.
Yeah, well, we got in touch with them actually today. We've got reached out to them about this. I haven't heard anything back from them yet, but I presume they'll say just that, that each school can decide what they want to do with the 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's the answer to most difficult questions when you ask the Department of Education. So I imagine it wouldn't be any different for this one.
Kids aren't interested in eating. Look at what the cajoling parents have to do at home to try and get them to eat. So likely to be no different when they're in school. On the school lunches, says this texter, our primary school has added a 10-minute fruit and veg break into the day. I think it's a great initiative. I wonder how that works. Is that different to the little break and the lunch break? There's a 10-minute fruit and veg break. Listener says, if you shorten the school holidays, surely that'll allow more time for curriculum and facilitate longer lunch times. Well, as you heard Simon Lewis mention there, teachers would have to be compensated for that. Another listener says, oh my God, I was a very slow eater growing up. Not much has changed either. My poor mum had it hard at eating times. How on earth are children? Can children have anything in a 10-minute time frame? It's absolutely ridiculous. It's far too short. And this listener says, in France, the school lunch breaks last an hour and a half to 2 hours with time to eat properly, and the kids get 30 minutes of playtime. The children are fed by professionals, not just left with random lunch boxes. It makes sense for the school day to finish later instead of ending at 2:30, which only leaves parents struggling with extra childcare costs. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Simon Lewis, and also there as well, Owen Dolan, both school principals, Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie, Sarah Keogh was dietitian and sports nutritionist, Danielle Davey, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.